breathing in air. The fake ain't phony, they're just seeing impaired. Cause you believe what you see or believe what ain't there. The real world is twisted and to me it ain't fair. Cause greedy people seem.
Welcome to the Voices in My Head. The intro and outro music is Western Coast by the High Council. You can check them out on SoundCloud. Welcome back. You've been enjoying my podcast and YouTube channel. Please hit that like and subscribe button. I really appreciate it. Came across this crazy article about a inmate that got stuck in an MRI machine because of the incompetence, or in my opinion, the incompetence of the person working there who was really not a technician. So I'm on Daily Mail. This article is dated October 10th, 2023. The headline is, "Female Arizona inmate is left with horrific burns after a technician told her prison guard not to remove the metal shackles around her waist, causing her to be sucked into the MRI machine." When I first saw that, I was just shocked. Now, my background is not medical. I just had MRIs. I've had several MRIs done. The one thing they always ask me before they even take me into the room is, you're not allowed to have any metal, no metal belt buckles. They ask me if I have any pins in my body, knee, shoulder pins. They even make me take off any wedding rings, watches, anything. Because even though it may not be metal, the MRI magnet is so powerful that it can even have an effect on aluminum or other substances that you would not think are magnetic or attracted to magnetic fields. And that's just from me being a patient. So for someone working with an MRI to say, oh no, the shackles are not a problem, is insane. So let's get into this. Lacey Windust, 38, was at a Simon Med Imaging Center when a technician told the guard to not remove the shackles, causing her to fly towards the MRI machine and get stuck in the hole, a pain she described as, quote, like being cut in half, because they left her shackles on, which is around her waist. So that was what was being pulled tight. When a guard attempted to rescue her, he was also sucked into the machine because he had not removed his gun. Many Simon Med locations, including this one, are not currently licensed or regulated by the state health department, which is insane by itself. I'm not a big fan of regulation. At the same time, I think some regulation is good. I think governments go overboard on it, and we're going to see why they are not regulated. So let's just get into this. A female Arizona inmate was left with excruciating burns after she was sucked into an MRI machine when a technician told the prison guard to not remove the metal shackles on her waist. So it'd be one thing if it was her handcuffs where just her hands are attacked, but it's her waist was sucked in and she's actually, I'm assuming, hanging in the air, and the magnets may even be pulling the shackles tight because they pull tighter as you lift your arms or your legs if they're attached there. In the horrifying incident, Lacey Windust, 38, was at a Simon Med Imaging Center in Avondale when a technician told the guard to not remove the shackles from her waist, causing her to fly towards the MRI machine and stuck in the hole. The incident took place in May 2022, but photos have only recently been released showing the extent of Windust injury. So this was over a year ago, and that's because they didn't have to report it because they're not regulated. The images show a deep cut on her hand with required stitches, bruises, and horrific brush burn imprints that were from the metal shackles pulled on her body. Windust, who has been in prison for forgery since 2012 and is currently at the Arizona State Prison Complex in Perryville, described the pain as being cut in half to her sister in a letter. MRIs, which stand for magnetic resonance imaging, use strong magnetic fields, magnetic field gradients, and radio waves to generate images of the organs in the body. They are known to be 30,000 times stronger than the Earth's magnetic field. These are huge, strong, strong magnets. And like I said, being an MRI patient, having MRIs done on me, and the technicians actually knew what they were doing. They went over an excruciating detail that I better not have anything on me. And they told me what would happen if I did. So they asked me, did you have any pins? No belt buckle, shoes off, no metal on the shoes, nothing. I mean, they made sure. They explained how powerful this magnet was, which is why I'm shocked that this technician didn't have even the basic understanding of how this machine works. She wrote, and I guess this is in a letter to her sister, "As I walked closer to the machine, about 3 to 4 feet away,
The magnet flew me off my feet into the air and threw me into the machine up in the circular hold. So she got sucked in there from 3 to 4 feet away. In a separate report, the prison guard wrote that the Simon Med technician asked him to go in and help Lacey after she was sucked in, but he too ended up stuck to the MRI machine because of his gun. You're not pulling someone off of that machine. If you had, let's say, a hammer or a wrench that's stuck in there, you're not going to get that hammer or wrench off of that machine. You have to turn that machine off in order to get it out. So the fact that this technician thinks that guard is going to be able to pull this woman out is insane. This technician clearly had no idea what this machine does. If you're on YouTube, on the Daily Mail, there is a picture of the young lady that was injured. And there's a picture of her hand. I guess it's broken or had stitches. Back to the article, it's not known whether the guard sustained any injuries and why Windus was getting an MRI scan. And in another article, I'm going to show you, she think they were looking for breast cancer, that she had something wrong with her breast, so they were checking that out. Prison records show that the guard removed Windus' leg shackles, asked the technician whether they should remove her waist shackles, to which he replied, no, they should be fine. That's insane. Once again, I'm not a medical technician. I know people that have gone through the MRI training, and it's a specific training to get certified to run one of these machines, and how this person did not grasp what this machine did is very shocking to me. Back to the article, MRI safety expert Tobias Gilk, who is familiar with the records in this case, said, quote, we have two people trapped and injured because of the failure to effectively screen or control access to this area. The problem is that there are so few regulations or standards with respect to what constitutes minimum appropriate training in an MRI provider. From a regulatory standpoint, MRI safety is really the wild, wild west. So I would ask, who are they regulated by? I would describe it as a pretty catastrophic failure. All these things suggest that best practices were not followed, said Gil. Yes, I've talked to people that actually go through and get certified. And I think it's like a two-year program. And a lot of times you already have to have an associate degree or some other education prior to going to the MRI certification. Now, you can make good money being an MRI certified, but these people know what this machine does and the safety protocols. The person that was actually working with the inmate and the guard, I'm wondering, obviously they had no MRI training. What background did they even have? Have they ever been around an MRI machine before? It has pictures of some of her injuries, which I don't want to get into. That's kind of sick. Right here, ABC 15 was able to investigate the reason why state regulators were unable to investigate or take enforcement action. Many Simon Med locations, including the one where the accident took place, are not currently licensed or regulated by the State Department of Health due to an exemption. The Arizona Department of Health Services regulates and licenses imaging centers, but records show Simon Med, one of the largest imaging centers in the country, is not registered with them. The lab classifies itself as a private provider, and according to ADHS website, private providers are only exempt from licensing if they are owned by a doctor or doctors who are treating patients at the clinic. So if a doctor or a practice owns this MRI and they're treating their patients, they do not have to be regulated. And it continues, this is why an entire year went by before any investigation can be done into how and why the accident took place. Now, I'm not sure if it's in this one or another article that I was reading about this, that a large group of investors bought into Simon Med and now are the controlling owners. So the Arizona Department of Health Services is now reviewing their exemption status, and I pretty much guarantee they will lose it all because of this one woman. The rules are if the doctors run it and own it, they can be exempt. And as long as they didn't have an accident, no one was going to question that. But now, since you have a catastrophic failure of someone almost dying, and I'm going to read a report that she wrote, or she gave an interview, and had she died, then they would have a major issue. Hopefully she's going to sue. I'm thinking she has a lawsuit, not an attorney, but it's like, you have a major lawsuit because this is total incompetence. That number one, they put a person to get them ready or do whatever they were going to do and had no understanding of how this machine works. And I actually have a video that's pretty neat that shows about this. I'm going to skip down a little bit. After the incident, ADHS has begun reviewing the reasons for the lab's exemptions from registering. So they're going to lose their exemption, which is pretty crazy. So I'm going to skip over to PerryvilleWomen.com. And this article is dated August 22nd, 2023. The headline is Inmate Sucked into MRI Machine. We just had a lengthy interview with this 37-year-old young lady. Here's what she told us. I was going to have an MRI on my breast at the hospital. As usual, I was chained head to foot and accompanied by two guards. The MRI technician was not there, but the hospital decided to place another staff member there to substitute, which is the hospital or the provider, the people running this system. It's their problem or their incompetence for putting someone in charge that had no idea what this machine did. Now, we're not talking about an EKG that it's like, oh, someone else is going to hook you up. I'm going to just get you and prep you and get you ready to make sure everything's uncovered that we can easily punt the leads on or whatever. But someone else is going to be running the machine. EKGs are not that dangerous compared to an MRI. Back to this, her statement. This new staff member asked me to step into the room and started to explain the procedure. Right there. Every time I've had an MRI, before I even stepped into the room, they talked to me because they didn't want you in that magnetic field until they have explained everything to you and make sure you have no metal on you before they actually took you back to the room. She continues, I specifically asked if my chain should be removed, and she said, that won't be a problem. She didn't understand. The lady continues, as I moved to the bed, there was a loud sound and my body was slammed to the outside of the machine. The belly chain tightened around my torso that I felt like I was torn in two. The pain was terrible. The handcuffs cut deep into my flesh and started to bleed profusely. Felt like I couldn't breathe and I was going to pass out. The guard tried to help me but forgot about all the metal he carries around his waist and got stuck too. Now the fire department is called. People scurrying around yelling, but no one would turn the damn thing off. The big red button on the wall is right there. I'm screaming for them to push it. But inexplicably, no one does. Yeah, so the fire department's there. They can't go back there. You got the emergency cutoff right there. Anybody could have gone over there and hit that. I understand this person that was there that was not trained. My understanding, once again, not an MRI technician. My understanding, those machines have a long startup time. So if she hit that off button, that machine could have been out of commission for several hours as they got everything cleaned up. And there may be a certain process. You may have to reboot it like a computer. I don't know. But you just don't turn it back on and, oh, 10 minutes later, we're up and running. It's something that takes longer to run. It takes longer to get started up. And that's going to cost them money. She continues, the firemen couldn't come in because they have metal all over them. Someone tells me to hold on 15 more minutes. Who are these people? I can't breathe. As the tech sees me turn blue, she finally pushes the red button. There is a click, then merciful relief. I collapsed on the floor. So they weren't going to turn it off until they realized she's going to die. She started turning blue. She couldn't breathe. This is insane. Once again, guys, I'm not an attorney. I'm just seeing major, major lawsuit. And now since this is coming out, I'm sure some attorneys are knocking down her door saying, we'll do this contingency. You don't have to pay us. We'll take our cut out of this settlement. You have permanent damage. You have trauma. Very traumatic incident. So I'm going to jump over to YouTube, but I'm going to just play this as I close out. This is on MRI PET CT Source. And the name of this video on YouTube is The Reason You Never Bring Metal in MRI Room. This is the room. So the fact that the technician took her in there to explain what was going to happen. You don't explain stuff in that room. I just want to point out that there's a door. This whole room is probably built so the magnetic force does not extend outside this room. So let's just go ahead and play this.
Walking into the MRI room now. So we're about 8 feet away from the bore. I'm going to get on this side angle so you can actually see the pool. As I'm getting closer,
and he has a paper clip.
Reach the head coil here. We're starting to see some pull out about 4 feet away from the magnet. We're getting 3 feet from the magnet, 2 feet from the magnet, and that's pretty much as strong as it's going to get, right at the edge of the bore there. Now, this is just a paper clip, but if you see, the end of the lanyard is also still being pulled. Pretty cool stuff. Now if I bring it around this way, you'll see that the lanyard actually follows the eddy currents. So bring it all the way around this way. That is pretty strong. If it was a wrench or a screwdriver or any other heavier metal object, they would just go flying out of your hands.
Tom, I cut it off there. That's how powerful. And this is someone that's trained, and people that are trained understand the magnetic force. And that's what the M stands for, is magnetic resonance imaging. The M is magnetic. It is a very powerful, powerful magnet. I'm not a medical personnel, just been through these. Like I said, I've been through these. I understand that. And it talks about that if you had a wrench or something, a hammer or something, it'd fly out of your hand. You couldn't hold that. Looking at the picture of her, she doesn't appear to be a big woman. I'm a big guy. It may have a little harder time pulling me in. I'm guessing she's 125, maybe 130 pounds, if that. It's hard to tell with her clothing. It's hard to tell whether the clothing is baggy or she's large. This is insane. Total incompetence. The company screwed up by putting someone in charge or around this machine that had no idea what was going on and thought that we could take you back in the room and explain to you what's going on rather than doing that outside the room. And you only go in that room when you are ready for the actual imaging and the testing to go on. Pretty crazy. I hope she sues and gets some money because she deserves it. And I hope this company loses their exemption and has to be regulated from now on. This is just crazy stuff going on in the world today. Thanks for listening. I could run the whole block just from walking the line. Parking is prime. These are the thoughts of my mind. And I'm a straight rider, never stopping a sign. And I'm only slowing down if I'm stopping the sign. Six figures on a check before I'm jotting a line. It goes one for the money, two for the clothes, three for the honeys, and a four for the flows. Five O's and six.